All right, this is 8028 Cooper. Cooper, can you hit a button for me?
A button? Any button?
Any one you want. Thank you. All right, this is our first game. So with our first game, I want you to tell me the letter, what the picture is, and then something else that starts with that letter.
A, apple, alligator.
Awesome.
B, baby, banana.
What's this?
Oh, a boy. I thought that's a baby.
Perfect.
C, cookies, Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
D, duck, hold on. I can't think of anything that's really duck. Like,
can you think of another animal that starts with D? Lots of people have them as pets.
Dog.
Perfect.
E, elephant, egg. F, fish, fruit. G, guitar, gunk. I don't know. H, house, Howard. I'm just gonna say names. I, ice, I. Like I just say I. J, juice, Jackson. K, key, king. L, leaf, learn. M, monkey, max. N, nose, no. O, orange, operation. P, plate, Pluto. Q, quack, queen. R, red, race. S, spider, spin. T, table, top. U, umbrella, U. V, vacuum, vice. W, watch, wow. X, x-ray, X-ray fish. Y, yogurt, U. Z, zebra, Zach.
Nice work. You did that so fast. All right, you can hit a buzzer for me. Nice. All right. Now we're going to do some numbers. So I just want you to tell me what number you see on the card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, or 20! 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000. 9 plus 7.
Do you know what 9 plus 7 equals?
16.
16, that's right.
18.
Can you say the equation?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Perfect.
6 times 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
14, 15.
18.
Nice. What about division? Have you done that in school yet?
Yes, it's basically the opposite of that. So, 5, 10, 15. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 21 divided by 3 equals 7.
Nice. All right, you flew through that math. Good job. Can you hit another buzzer for me? Perfect. All right, now we're going to play this game.
Slide.
Yep. So here we have one slide. Now we have
two slides.
Perfect.
One sandwich.
We're gonna call it a snack.
One snack, two snacks. One.
This is called a MIP.
One MIP, two MIPs. One.
This is called a YAG.
One YAG, two YAGs. One cup or mug.
We're gonna call it a cup.
Yeah, one cup, two cups. One.
This is a scap.
One scap, two scaps.
It's scap.
Scapped.
Scap, like.
Scack. One scack.
Perfect.
Two scacks.
Nice.
One toy.
Yeah, this kind of looked like a toy.
Like a chew toy for a dog.
We're going to call it a smide.
Oh, one smide, two smides.
Perfect.
One toy boat. Just
we're
a boat.
Call it a ship.
Yeah, one ship, two ships. One.
This is a dup.
One dup, two dups. One bag, two bags. One lamp, two lamps. One.
This is called a brib.
One brib, two bribs. One.
This is called a kel.
One kel, two kels. One.
This is called a foo.
One foo, two foo. One rock, two rocks. One crib, two cribs. One.
This is called a pipe.
One piped.
Piped.
One piped, two piped. One shoe, two shoes. One bell, two bells. One doorknob.
This is called a yawk.
One yawk, two yawks.
Perfect. And now we're back to the beginning. You are so fast at these games.
Which one did I press, orange or purple?
I think you pressed the orange one and the green one. I'm not sure.
I've pressed blue too. This must be the last one.
Perfect. All right. Now I just want you to tell me what you see in this picture and maybe a story about what you see.
I see a lion, a boy, a dragonfly, a lake, two fishies, a pond, some mountains, I believe, and flowers, and a stream, and a boat.
How do you think they
ended up? Lily pads. They ended up on a wild adventure, and they fell down a waterfall and into this lake.
Where do you think they're going?
They're probably going on, like, to home. Like,
to home?
Like, this boy is bringing this lion back to the jungle.
Back to his home?
Yeah, back to the lion's home.
Oh. Do you think they're friends?
Yes. In the story, yes. Yeah. Like, he's like an animal whisperer.
Oh, that's awesome. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
I see lily pads. So it must be frogs somewhere. There's a lot of plants. Fish. The lion's looking at the dragonfly like, I want to eat that. That's what he's like. He's like, I want to eat it. That's what he likes.
Anything else?
Nope, not really.
Okay. How about this picture?
This boy is managing, he's a pilot, and he has this paper airplane. That's basically his plane. He threw a bunch of other planes. It's like, he's like a TIE fighter, basically. I see goldfish, a tree out of a window, a bed, his very messy bed, lots of bed sheets or pillow sheets, toy cars, some socks, and his room, basically.
Yeah. What do you think of his room?
It's very messy.
Does your room look like that?
No.
What because does your room look like?
My room, I don't know how to describe it. It has a TV, like kind of like a bunk bed, except it's not a bunk bed. It has like one like tall place. And then on the bottom is my baby brother's bed, because I have siblings, a sister, and a baby brother. My baby brother's at home, probably with my mom, playing with my aunt. And then my sister's at home, my father's at work, and my mom's at home with my baby brother.
Cool. Do you like to play pretend?
Yes.
What sometimes. Do you like to play?
Spies.
How does that work?
I like act like a spy. Like, I'm trying to recover, like, things that were stolen.
Cool. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No, not really.
Okay.
The boy's like a scientist, or the girl's like a scientist. She got that light bulb, like, in those shows, or like, bing, light bulb. And then there's an octopus, for some reason. I don't know why there's an octopus there. Then there's like a bunch of chemistry. There's rats. This octopus is like super smart because like he's doing this. So basically this is like a chemistry room.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the octopus and the girl are working together?
Technically, yes. She might be like studying like DNA or something.
Yeah, because there's some right here, huh?
Yeah, DNA.
What else do you see in the picture?
A shelf and a notepad. I don't really see anything else.
Do you like science?
Yes.
What do you like to do when you do science?
I don't really do science, but when I do science, I want to do chemistry, and like I want to study things.
Cool.
Wow, she just planted the biggest onion ever. This must be a farmer. I see shells everywhere. Wait, why are there shells? Oh, I see the slugs. They're slugs. She must be like a farmer who plants like super big stuff. Like she must be like that scientist. Except the scientist like helped her grow us these big plants. That huge.
What do you think she's gonna use that big huge onion for?
Feed other people.
Yeah, what do you think she'll make?
Soup.
What else do you see in this picture?
I see slugs, carrots, more onions, clouds, a fence, not much other stuff, not really, no.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No, not really. I don't see anything.
Can you hit a buzzer for me?
I think I beat them all, honestly.
You can hit whatever one you want, or you can hit two at the same time and see what that sounds like. Alright, now we're going to do some reading.
Oh, dang!
Alright, whenever you're ready.
A peace blanket is a way for children from all over the world to make a wish for peace. It is a large blanket made with many different pieces of cloth. Peace is when we follow the law. It is when we are calm, when we do not fight, and when we get along. We can show peace by a handshake or a hug. Some people show two fingers in the shape of a V for peace. How can kids make peace? Kids can make it if they talk with people about problems when feeling calm. Kids can make it if they ask people for help. Kids can make it if they walk away from a fight. Kids can make peace if they are kind to others. Kids can make it when helping others. Where can kids make peace? Kids can make peace, can make it outside of their minds. Kids can make it in their house. Kids can make it in school, in church, and in the neighborhood. They can make it in their city, state, and their country. Kids have to work together to make peace. To make peace a peace blanket, each person gets one piece of cloth. Each piece tells a story. Each person tells a story with a picture on it, his or her piece. The picture tells a story of what peace means to that person. Then all the kids put their pieces together to tell a big story. Each piece has a different color and shape. All the pieces put together make one big blanket. What did you do to make peace?
Very nice.
Marcus, is that Marcus?
Yep.
Marcus loves to run. When he runs, he beats all the other boys at school. He runs and makes touchdowns in football. Marcus wants to play football at Ohio State when he grows up. If you want to go to Ohio State, his grandma said, you need to get good grades in school. Marcus goes to school every day. He pays attention and listens to his teacher. He does all of his homework and asks his teacher for help. School is not always easy for Marcus, but he does his best. He dreams to play football for Ohio State. He will work hard for his dream. My name is Mukan. Is that it?
You can say it like that. I usually say it Macon.
Mark Mukan. I am 6 years old. I have a big sister named Mayan, who is 13 years old. I love my sister. She is so much fun. Maya takes me to the park where I can swing, slide, and play ball with my friends. One day, my friend Bob, Maya, and I were playing some catch. Bob threw the ball really hard, and it went far in the park. Some big boys caught my ball and began to run away with it. Maya ran very fast and caught the boys. Maya made them give my ball back. Maya, Bob, and I had fun playing with the ball. I love my sister. She is so much fun.
Nice job.
When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a police officer, just like my hero officer, Hernandez, who works hard to keep people safe. Last year, when someone broke into our house, Officer Hermes came to make sure we were safe. He found the people that broke in and took them to jail. When I grow up, I want to help people just like Dr. Hermes does. When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a doctor, just like my hero. Doctors work hard to keep people well. Last year, when Pop got very sick, she helped him get better. When I grow up, I want to help people. When I grow up, I want to help people just like Dr. Al does. When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a teacher, just like my hero, Mr. Hawkins. Teachers work hard to help people learn. Last year, Mr. Hawkins helped me learn how to read, and now I can read by myself. When I grow up, I want to help people read just like Mr. Hawkins does. When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a police officer, or doctor, or teacher, or maybe all three. I know that I will have to study hard, and I hope I am a hero to someone just like me. What will I be? I will know someday. Right now, I'm a kid, and I will go outside and play.
Perfect. That was some awesome reading. Can you hit a buzzer for me? Or a couple buzzers? Very nice. All right.
Is this the last thing?
We have two more, so this one and one more. For this one, I want you to tell me what they're doing and then how you would do it.
They're brushing their teeth, and I would brush twice. I would brush one time, then I would brush in between my teeth.
How do you get your toothbrush ready to brush your teeth?
I usually grab my toothbrush. I spray it with water. I put it back on the counter. I grab my toothpaste. I squirt it with the toothpaste. Then I usually brush my teeth.
Nice.
And then I rinse it back off. They're washing their hands. I would turn on the water. I would get some soap before I put my hands in. I would wash my hands. Then I would put my hands in the water. I would wash them again, and then I would rinse them off. And then I would turn off the water, too.
Nice.
They are tying their shoes. I do not really know how to tie.
What do you do for shoes?
I usually just put on sneakers.
How do you do that?
I just put my, the things down. Then I just slide my feet into them.
Nice.
You know, I have to balance sometimes. They're putting cereal in. I do not eat cereal like that.
How do you think you do that?
I would probably get some milk first, pour it in, then I would grab the cereal, then dump it into the thing with the milk. They are putting on their clothes for school. I would, first of all, after I ate my breakfast and brushed my teeth, I would go into my room, I would pick out my clothes, then I would start getting dressed.
How do you get dressed? Do you put the sock on your head or on your knee? Where do all the different clothes go?
I put my pants on my legs, because that's where pants go. Then I put on my shirt on my body, because that's where it's supposed to go.
What is he wearing?
He's wearing a sweater and shorts.
Do you think it's hot or cold outside?
Cold, because he's wearing a sweater. Making cupcakes. I don't do that. But I do try to make soup when I can. I don't know if I'm able to a whole lot, but I'm usually able to try and make soup.
Well, how do you make soup?
I usually get chicken broth. Then I add peas and a vegetable can. Then I dump it in. Then there's noodles. Then I add a leaf, and then it gives it more flavor. Then we let it cook for a while. After that's done, we usually just let it cool down for a minute. Then we start eating it.
Nice. If you were to have a cupcake, what would you like to have?
Vanilla, a regular cupcake. With icing, but then I would lick the icing off and then just have regular cupcake, a plain cupcake.
Do you like chocolate or vanilla or a
vanilla?
Type?
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Oh, sore throat. Sorry. Alright, she's painting. I would paint with water paint. Watercolored paint. You know? So then I would put water in it.
What would you paint?
Not sure. Iron Man, Marvel people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really like Marvel.
What other Marvel people do you like?
Iron Man, Black Panther. I like Venom,
that's
Carnage. He's buckling into a seat. I would obviously, after I got everything done from school, I would come outside, I would get in the car, then I would sit down, then buckle up, then we would be going to school.
Nice.
She's playing dolls. I don't play dolls.
Do you play with?
I play with action figures.
How do you do that?
I just play with them. I just move them around and make motion. They're playing dress up. I don't do that either. My sister
does.
You don't know
how to play dress up?
I know how to play dress up.
But you just don't?
Yeah, I just don't.
Did you dress up for Halloween?
Yes. Well, no, because my mom didn't feel good, so we couldn't go out.
Have you done it before?
Yes.
How do you do Halloween? What do you do?
We just get dressed in our Halloween costumes, and we get bags, and we drive to wherever, and then we go trick-or-treating.
Cool.
Going on the slide. Just climb up the slide, then slide down. Then repeat the thing. Playing soccer. I did play soccer in the summer. So I had to, first of all, I had to, practice for a moment. Then after, a few, an hour after practicing, maybe 30 minutes, 15, 10, 20. I would then, after that, I would start playing the real game, and we didn't really usually win, but hey, at least the real reason we're playing it is to have fun,
That's not right. To win. Yeah.
We're playing blocks. I don't do that because I don't have blocks.
What would you do if you had some blocks?
I would just stack them up until I got the highest I can.
Cool.
Swinging. I have a swing at my thing. I twist my hands back and forth, and then that forms motion into the swing.
You're right.
They're sharing candy from Halloween, basically. We're just sharing candy. Just sharing. I just share. You know.
What's your favorite candy?
Skittles.
Do you ever share your Skittles?
No. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, my sister and them would get their own Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's a big bag, then we just get, like, little cups. Mm. Measuring his shoe size.
Yeah.
I just get shoes, and then I put my feet in. Then I see how they fit. If they don't fit, then I'm just going to have to find a new pair.
Cool. All right. Hit the buzzer. Or two, or what, however many you want. Okay, this is our last thing. We're just going to pick a couple pictures. Do you want to pick a picture?
Yes.
And then tell me about it.
Like one?
You can pick one to start with, and then we can do another one.
Like, how many do I have to do?
Let's do three.
At least three? Okay. I can do at least three. I'm just going to start off with this first one.
Okay.
Dang, they're really thick. She must be studying space. She wanted to study space as a little kid. Then when she grew up, she actually got the chance to actually do it.
Yeah, what do you see in the picture?
Planets, UFO, meteors, rocket ship, like
what
that.
What is she collecting?
Moon rocks, basically.
Oh.
Then I'm going to find another. Well, I'm just going to go like one by one. Okay. Birdhouse. Dog, construction worker, bird, big birdhouse, nails. The birds must have wanted bird seed, but they weren't allowed to because of the dog. Now he returned into a construction worker and made this house for the birds, and it has bird seed inside of it.
Have you ever made something with tools?
No.
No?
And then this last one. They must be playing the violin together. He must, like, want to, like, go to, like, be a musician when they grow up. So then they're playing musicians. They're just pretending to be musicians.
What instruments do they have?
Drum and the violin.
Nice. What kind of songs do you think they're playing? You don't know?
Yeah.
What kind of songs do you like? You don't know?
Yeah.
All right.
That was the last one.
Do you want to look at any of these other pictures to see if you like them?
No.
Okay. Then you can be done. Do you want to hit the button for me?
Wait, I thought that was the last one.
Yeah, we still have to hit the button.